Spoken narration. Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to build Turno style Amen variations with Jungle Swing, using only Ableton stock devices, resampling, and automation. Expect pitched, shuffled, stuttering, and heavily swung drum and bass variations you can drop into an arrangement. I'll walk you through a practical workflow, show the parameter targets to aim for, and finish with a short practice exercise you can complete in 45 to 60 minutes. What you'll end up with, you'll have a drum rack-based Amen instrument with mapped slices and velocity sensitivity, a dedicated FX return system that produces three distinct Turno style variations, a stutter, a granular smear, and a pitch growl, and a set of resampled, playable 8-bar clips that already include Jungle Swing timing. Let's get started. Lesson walkthrough. Prep and slicing start at 174 BPM, a typical drum and bass tempo, and load your Amen break. Create a new MIDI track, drag your Amen audio into session or arrangement to audition it, and make sure warp is off while you slice. Right-click the audio and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, or by 1/16 if you want strict grid slices. Destination, drum rack. Reduce sensitivity until snare and hat hits are distinct, but keep some very small micro slices for jungle style rolls. Open the new drum rack. Each pad contains a simpler in slice mode. Group pads conceptually into body, kick and snare, hats/pops, and ghosts/rolls. Rename them so you can find them quickly. Make the drum rack playable and velocity aware inside each simpler. Set the mode to slice or classic depending on whether you need more precise start control. Slice mode works fine for this. Tame the hats with a low pass around 6 to 8 kHz on that group. Set volume envelopes. Short decay on hats, a bit longer on snares if you want sustain. Map macro 1 on the drum rack to a global pitch transpose so you can create pitch chops on the fly. Map macro 2 to simpler start offset or slice start so you can nudge micro timing for expressive swung chops. Extract and apply a jungle swing groove. Import a short reference jungle loop with the swing feel you want. Right click and extract groove. In the groove pool, select that groove and push the timing or groove amount high to emphasize swing. Add a small amount of randomization, around 5-12%. To humanize, set the timing base to 1/16 for typical micro timing, or 1/32 for ultra-fine jungle swing. Apply the groove to your Amen MIDI clip. Now your Amen plays off-grid, with that authentic jungle shuffle. Build three parallel variation FX chains on returns. Create three return tracks labeled R1 stutter, R2 grain smear, and R3 pitch growl. Return 1, stutter. Place beat repeat first. Set interval to something fast. 1/64 to 1/32, grid to 1/32, section short, 1-3 ticks. Chance can range from 30 to 90%. We'll automate it later. Use offset to experiment with anticipation or drag, a few ticks negative or positive. Follow beat repeat with an EQ8 to cut mud, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, then a saturator with drive around 3 to 6 for grit. And finish with glue compressor for punch. Map beat repeat chance to a macro for quick automation and hands-on control. Return to grain smear. Start with grain delay. Set grain size between 7 and 25 milliseconds depending on how smeared you want things, and spray between 20 and 60% for randomized placement. Add a small pitch amount, maybe +1 to -3 semitones, and sync the device to 1/32 or 1/16. Follow grain delay with redux for tasteful bit reduction. Bits around 8 to 12, then frequency shifter for subtle detune movement and multiband dynamics to tighten the low end. Automate grain delay spray and dry slash wet to morph density in builds. Return 3. Pitch growl. Start with frequency shifter set to a small amount for format like movement and automate its frequency parameter slowly across a range like 500 Hz to a few kilohertz for growl. Add an auto filter with an envelope follower so hits Brie and the filter responds to transients. Then add saturator and EQ8, boost carefully around 2 to 500 Hz for body, and finish with a short delay with low feedback and a high cut filter to avoid clouding highs. Routing and send levels. Send the drum rack to each return with initial send levels low, around -12 dB, and raise them as you test. Use utility on the drum rack master to control width and mono compatibility. Keep the bottom end mono with utility or multiband dynamics on the group. Create dynamic variations with automation, MIDI FX, and resampling. Duplicate or create an empty MIDI clip, 1 bar long, that triggers your slices and expand it into 8-bar sections for variations. Add MIDI devices, if you want note-level randomness, random or probability, can drop or add slices unpredictably, and an arpeggiator set to 1/32 with a short gate creates tight micro rolls. Automate your macros across your 8-bar blocks. Map beat repeat chance to automate stutters on bars 7 and 8. Ramp grain delay spray over 2 bars to morph into smears, and slowly sweep frequency shifter frequency to build tension. For rolls, draw very short 1/64 or 1/128 MIDI notes and use velocity to volume mapping for musical decay. Resample creative passes. Create a new audio track set to input. Resampling. Route either the master or just the drum rack output to that track. Arm it and record 8-bar passes while toggling macros and automations. Consolidate your recorded clips afterward. Edit, cut and reverse tiny sections. Apply transient shaping and add small crossfades to create micro variations. Freeze and flatten sparingly, but resample both dry and wet versions so you can blend later. Final polish and grouping. Group your variation audio clips into a drum group track and add shared processing. EQ 8 to cut 2040hz and tame low mid mush. Multiband dynamics to control sub bursts, and a gentle limiter with a ceiling at about -0.5 dB to prevent clipping when layering. Arrange the three variations across an 8 to 16 bar section and automate send levels and clip fades. When you're happy, bounce stems to save CPU. Common mistakes to avoid: don't slice with complex or complex pro warp modes active. Those smear transients. Slice with warp off or beats mode to keep hits tight. Keep beat repeat sections and grids short. 1/32 to 1/16, otherwise the rhythm loses drum and bass energy. Always high pass or low cut returns before saturation to avoid mud. Don't try to apply a groove to heavily warped auto. Extract groove from a clean reference and apply it to your MIDI slice drum rack. And don't forget to resample. Heavy live effects chains eat CPU. Pro tips and deeper details: extract swing from a genuine jungle or amen loop for the most authentic micro timing. Use tiny pitch automation, plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones, on repeated slices to recreate Turno's tension where repeats detune slightly each pass. Automate utility width, to collapse wet returns, to mono under kick and snare for better club translation. For super precise rolls, draw 1/64 or 1/128 MIDI clusters and use velocity ramps. When resampling, record dry and wet passes separately so you can blend for parallel processing later. Create an FX rack macro that morphs between the three returns so you can sweep between stutter, smear, and pitch with one control. Quick parameter targets beat repeat. Interval 1/64 1/32. Grid 1/32. Section 1/3 ticks. Chance 30-90%. Offset around plus or minus 1 to 6 ticks. Grain delay. Grain size 725 ms. Spray 20-70%. Pitch around minus 3 to plus 3 semitones, dry slash wet 20-60%. Frequency shifter. Small amounts, roughly 0.5 to 6 Hz for subtle formant motion. Automate frequency across 0.5 to 4 kHz. Redux. Bits 8 to 12 and sample rate reduction around 60 to 80% for subtle lo-fi. EQ 8. HP around 50 to 120hz on returns when repeats or grain are active. Groove extraction nuances: pick a clean, natural swing reference loop with clear transients. If the groove feels lazy, reduce timing amount and increase swing or change the timing base. Use 1/16 for typical amen micro timing and 1/32 for ultra fine jungle shuffle. Make sure the groove is applied to the MIDI slice clip and its groove amount is above zero. Velocity, dynamics and stereo management: map velocity to sample start, filter cutoff or a tiny pitch envelope to make rolls breathe and decay naturally. Use a utility to mono the low end or multiband dynamics to compress only the subband. If slices create phase issues, nudge one copy by a few samples or invert phase to audition alignment. For widened high-frequency transients, consider mid-slash-side EQ so the low end stays focused. Resampling workflow and organization: record dry plus each wet return separately, so you can blend later. Name takes immediately and use locators for quick recall. When resampling for performance, render with warp off to avoid transient blurring. Save your instrument racks and FX rack presets with mapped performance macros so you can reuse the workflow in other projects. Creative modulation ideas and performance tips: map two macros to beat repeat chants and section slash grid and link them so one knob creates dramatic swap effects. Use an auto filter envelope follower to duck FX on initial transient so repeats breathe around hits. For live performance, map an XY macro to crossfade between the three returns and to add an instant fade macro to the drum rack track volume for punchy transitions. Use follow actions on session clips to create evolving fills on the fly. Troubleshooting checklist if beat repeat feels off, check interval vs master tempo. If a groove isn't applying, verify the groove is assigned to the clip and the groove amount is above zero. If grain delay muddies things, lower spray and grain size and add EQ after the device. If pitch shifted tones go thin, try frequency shifter for formant motion rather than extreme sample transposition. Mini practice exercise. 45 to 60 minutes. 1. Slice an amen into drum rack and apply an extracted jungle groove. 2. Create 3 returns, stutter with beat repeat, grain smear with grain delay and redux, and pitch growl with frequency shifter and auto filter. 3. Program 1 8-bar MIDI loop and automate, beat repeat chants on bars 7 and 8 for variation A, grain delay spray ramp for variation B, and a frequency shifter sweep for variation C. 4. Resample each variation into its own audio clip. Normalize and consolidate, then import them into arrangement as distinct variations. 5. Listen with the basic bass line and mark which variation works best after a 16-bar intro. Final recap: we sliced the amen into a drum rack, extracted and applied a jungle groove for authentic off-grid swing, and built 3 parallel effects return chains, beat repeat stutter, grain delay smear, and frequency shifter pitch growl. We'd automated macros and used MIDI FX for dynamic variation, then resampled the results into usable audio clips. Save your racks, name your takes, and keep a folder of rendered variations so you can recall them instantly in future sessions.